Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
It's actually no Zoe this morning because she's crook, so get better, Zoe. Hope you're resting up, drinking lots of lemon honey ginger and watching some crappy TV in bed. That's the cure for
it. Oh, that sounds super nice.
I know, for being sick. But we've got Natalie Medlock in the studio. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Hey, thanks for popping in this morning. I'm very excited to talk about your play. I'm going to read the little bio here. We've got Silo's 2014 sellout hit returns for a new year and a new you. 5 years on, a serial dater, Anna, is back on the market and looking for love in all the wrong places. Each night, she meets a new blind date, each one played by a different performer, each one a surprise to Anna. So this is the Blind Date Project.
Yeah.
What are people going to sort of see if they come along
to
this?
All right, so the premise is that I'm Anna every night and I have different versions of Anna.
Okay.
And so the date, who I have no idea who it's going to be, I do know some of them are that are cast, but I don't know who's going to show up what night.
Yep. Oh, so you don't actually know who's coming in what
no,
night?
Until
oh
I
my God,
no,
that's great.
They walk in the door that. And I'm like, oh, it's you, okay. And I have no idea what their backstory is, which they've worked out with
right.
Sophie Roberts, the director. And then depending on their backstory, she says you're this version of Anna to create the best dynamic.
Okay.
Yeah. So I never know if I'm going to snog them, kiss them, walk out on them.
Have a big tantrum for a drink. Yeah,
I did a rehearsal the other day and we were sort of just two lonely people and we just sort of, it was completely platonic. There was no attraction and we ended up going home and watching Tangled at my place.
Oh, bliss. That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
So how has this sort of project come about? Because it was a smash hit when it came out last time, in 2014.
Yeah, well, it's actually created by Boyana and I can never remember her surname, and Tanya Goldberg in Australia.
Novakovic?
Boyana Novakovic. That sounds about right. She's Serbian. Well, yeah, and so they had a very successful tour and it's been in LA with a lot of celebrities doing it. It actually came about because she had a show coming out where she had to sing. She was really nervous and it's set in a karaoke bar.
Right.
So she had to sing karaoke.
Amazing.
So that was why. But it's just had a lifelong run. And I can't believe you just said 2014.
I know.
And obviously dating culture is so different now.
We've totally.
Had hashtag me too. And
yep.
Tinder is standard and not shameful anymore.
I know.
So, yeah.
So just for the premise, it's you're sitting on the stage and the audience gets to watch you
experience this first date. Yeah, and it's in a 90s, it was a kind of BDSM scene, but now it's just the host, the bar lady, Yvette Parsons, who is just a solo show in herself, just hilarity. She is still clinging to the past and she's now it's filled with all these sort of hipsters who, come, but it's a working bar. So you can stay around after, sing karaoke, get more drinks, just order with Yvette, and so that's pretty funny.
This sounds like a really fun night out. I'm really curious about, as a performer, what's it like for you, I guess, playing these different versions of a character and also the kind of spontaneity of having to be like, okay, that's who I'm doing it with. It's a lot different to, I guess, what people who don't go to sort of I guess improv might be used to.
No, yeah, it's completely different. I snort or something, which is very popular, I would have an absolute meltdown phobia over that. But this kind of improv is my wheelhouse and I just love it. So it's very, very different from that. I would actually, cack my pants if I had to snort.
Stand up and make up a whole comedy skit on the spot.
Yeah.
How did you get into this kind of theatre, though?
I'm trying to think. I guess there was a couple of improv classes at drama school. I also am a writer, so I don't know why, I just love it.
Yeah. It's definitely a kind of, the premise of this sort of seems to be very character focused, obviously, which is kind of a lovely way to dive into a story, is to just sort of have this personal relationship with the characters on the stage. What does it feel like for you playing a different version of the same character? Do you sort of feel like she's a different character each night, or is it no, this is definitely still Anna?
And there's still a kind of core of, me, because I'm improvising, so I can only draw on my world, although I do research depending on if she's, I don't know, Christian or she works in a PR firm or whatever the situation is. I do make sure I'm sort of got the vocab for that. But it's yeah, I do just kind of, and there's obviously different costumes, and I we're playing around with the different versions, so they become comfortable to me, and yeah, and it's fun to switch it up.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's an amazing cast of people who you'll be going on dates with.
I'm so excited.
Just off the top of this list, there's people like Cutter Forrester, there's Arlo Green. The list is actually so huge. Robbie Muggaseva's on there.
He's my boyfriend, so that's going to be interesting.
Nice, that one will be. I hope they've given him a particularly difficult storyline.
Well, he'll work with Sophie on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
really make it tricky for
I
you.
I've got to stop calling my boyfriend. We've been together like 10 years. I'm in total denial.
Tom Sainsbury boyfriend. As well.
Tom Sainsbury, that is just going to be. He's texted me. He said, oh, it's going to be fizzing with sexual chemistry, which like just made me laugh out loud.
But there
no
is
offense,
a,
Tom.
There is a huge long list of people here. And so the audience buys a ticket, but they don't know who they're going to get as
no,
well.
No, sorry. So if you want to see, you've just got to gamble.
You just got to gamble.
Come more than once.
But I think the thing is, you're going to have a great night, whatever night you go to.
Even if some of them, like, you know, I had last time I did it, there was quite a few sort of, you know, quite cathartic, sad ones.
Mm.
But there's still so much funny banter and comedy within it that even if they go home and it's kind of racy or they're just friends or whatever, it's always a good comic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Laugh out loud.
So this is obviously going to be a fairly long season because you've got so many performers to get through. It's from the 29th of August to the 21st of September this year. Tickets are between $25 and $59. You can go onto Silo Theatre's website to find out all the details there. Thank you for coming and speaking to us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Before I go, just got to quickly tell you, one of the last ones I did was Taika in 2014.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, and I was like...
This is Taika Waititi.
Yes.
People
and so when he walked, obviously he wasn't like such a massive deal, but still was a massive deal. And he's a friend of Robbie, so he was like, oh god, can't kiss Natalie, Robbie will beat me up. Joking. But anyway, he came in and I was like, I had no idea. He came in, he had like a tinfoil hat on.
Oh
and
my
a tin
goodness.
Foil mobile phone. And because the director directs us from the phone and makes phone calls.
Oh, amazing.
From
okay.
within the show. He ignored all of the direction. And I was like, do I need to take you to a mental institution? And anyway, his secret came out, his backstory, that he'd come from the future to stop my character doing all the dysfunctional things because she'd end up unhappy. And
oh,
I just
please.
Was like, oh, that's so sweet. Totally went with it, believed it. And then I was like, can I kiss you?
And so, he was like, damn.
Yeah, I was like, claim to fame.
There we go. Claim to fame. I reckon it must be terrifying to direct a director because they're like, no, I'm going to do my own thing over here. Yeah. I'm just gonna roll with it.
Yeah, she had no control.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an absolute riot. This is the Blind Date Project, Silo Theatre, running across the end of this month through to September as well. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
And feel better, Zoe. We'll see you.